Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this noon. Firefighters are on the scene of a fire on I-85 South involving a tractor trailer. We'll show you the impact it's having on traffic right now.
Our forecast is for a code orange air quality alert through the afternoon. I'll show you where our numbers are right now and how long our air quality will be like this. An amazing video out of Charlotte where a pilot makes an incredible landing without nose gear. We begin this noon with breaking news on I-85 South in Durham. An 18-wheeler caught fire less than 30 minutes ago, and it is causing some backups. WRAL's Brian Schrader joining us now with a look at what's happening there and what we know about this.
We're still working to get details about this. This doesn't appear to be a crash. It just appears to be a fire involving this truck. And you can see the cab of the truck is gone. This is on the southbound side of I-85, right there at Falls Lake on the Durham side of Falls Lake. I want to take you to live pictures from Sky 5 over the scene. And you can see where those southbound lanes are closed and likely will be closed for quite a while. On the northbound side, we have the left lane block. So we are seeing delays in both directions from Sky 5. We are getting reports that it's a 3-mile backup on the southbound side of 85 and then about a 2-mile backup on that northbound side. I want to zoom in and show you where this is on the map. Again, the crash itself is a little closer to the Durham side of I-85 there, and you can see those heavy delays leaving Butner and also some heavy northbound delays heading out of Durham back up toward Butner. Best alternate route to use here through the rest of this closure is going to be Old Oxford Road. That's going to add quite a bit of time to your commute this morning or this afternoon from Butner to Durham, but consider using Old Oxford as the best alternate. We're going to keep up with this and try to get some new details for you. As soon as we have any new information, we'll let you know.
Brian, thanks for that. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is causing air quality issues here today. We have a code orange alert in the forecast. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with a look at our numbers and how long we may see this smoke, Elizabeth.
The Department of Air Quality put this out late yesterday as a code orange forecast for today. They have yet to change it, but as we take a look at what's actually happening across our area, we're still seeing code yellow conditions across most of the area, except over here in Edgecombe County. We have a pocket of orange that has developed. We have sensors that, of course, detect what the air quality is across the country. And that's what we're seeing here across North Carolina right now. What is happening just to our north, though, is much worse conditions. We have poor air quality, orange, red, purple up here to our north and east. And the southern extent of this has pushed a little bit farther east than it was and farther south than it was earlier this morning. So certainly there's the possibility that as we head through the afternoon, we'll start to see parts of our viewing area move into that code orange. But right now, we're sitting at 83 particles, and that puts us at moderate. 101 puts us at orange. And we've actually seen those numbers drop. About 9 o'clock this morning, we were looking at 93. We're back down to 83. The forecast is for 110 this afternoon. That puts us easily in code orange. So what does all this mean? It means if we're in code orange, that it's dangerous for sensitive groups. That would be young children, the elderly, anyone with heart or respiratory problems. Those folks would need to limit their time outside. A code yellow means everybody can go about their business and shouldn't be terribly affected. 84 is our current temperature. Our dew point is 61, so it's actually feeling pretty good out there right now. But it is going to be a hot afternoon with highs in the low 90s. We'll talk about the heat index for today and going forward coming up.
And with that said, along with the air quality alert, the heat is another concern as we see temperatures climb today and tomorrow. Plan your day with the WRAL Weather app. It's available for Apple and Android devices.
Here's a live look now at RDU International Airport, where travel chaos across the country is spreading here. It is the fourth straight day of travel misery for a lot of folks. WRAL's Chelsea Donovan is live now at RDU with a look at how things stand today prior to what's going to be a very busy holiday weekend of travel. Chelsea.
Absolutely, Renee, and it's been a super busy morning here so far at RDU. You can see travelers making their way through TSA, and of course, you know, as we've been telling you for the past couple of days, that there's been so many travel headaches. That's caused from summer storms, staffing shortages, as well as heat and smoke from those wildfires. And of course, here at RDU, they're no stranger to that. Let's show you the arrivals really taking the brunt with 17 delays so far this morning, just a handful of cancellations, but the departures much better. So that's good news. So far this morning, I only counted 10 delayed flights, and 2 cancellations. Now, the FAA stating today their travel report is much lower than the past 3 days. Also, as of about 30 minutes ago, the most delays today, according to the FAA, stem from major airports, New York, Chicago, Charlotte, which is a good hub here, and Newark. FlightAware is reporting 18,000 delays across the country, with United having the most delays across the country. So, of course, be mindful if you are flying United specifically today. That major airline also reporting a major shortage of air traffic controllers. Definitely want to get here, according to the TSA, 1.5 to 2 hours early, as tomorrow and Thursday are heavy, heavy travel days going in to the holiday weekend. Now, let's show you something interesting. This is a repercussion right here live at RDU. We're looking down at the baggage claim. This is interesting. These are bags that have made it here over the past 3 days. The passengers are still delayed somewhere across the country. So we're just showing you just one of those major ripple effects about that. RDU is going to speak to us shortly about some of the tips you need to know as you're going into the holiday weekend. We'll bring that to you live in our later newscast this evening. Renee.
Chelsea Donovan, live at RDU Airport. Thank you.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center today, a federal judge is hearing arguments in a lawsuit that could put North Carolina's new abortion restrictions on hold. This all comes just one day after lawmakers gave final approval to some last-minute changes to the law. We do have Matt Talhelm inside this courtroom in Greensboro. Here's what we know so far. Planned Parenthood is suing the state over these new restrictions. They say that the abortion law is vague, conflicting, and confusing. Now, if Governor Cooper signs the amended bill into law by Friday at midnight, a lot of the issues with this lawsuit are over. If he does not sign it, the original 12-week ban goes into law July 1st. Planned Parenthood, we've learned, is asking for an injunction until July 14th, just to give both sides time to meet. The judge in this case says she does not want to put this on hold. She wants to get this resolved as soon as possible. We'll have more on this coming up later on in our newscasts.
An embattled Johnston County school board member and former Smithfield police officer claims he's the victim of all his bad press. Ronald Johnson was fired from the police force after an internal investigation and censured by the school board for an inappropriate text. He was charged earlier this year on several counts, including extortion and obstruction of justice. In a new, more than 100-page federal lawsuit, Johnson says town and police leaders, school board members, and others violated his rights. His accusations include sexual and disability discrimination, wrongful termination, and defamation. Raleigh police arrested a man for a shooting on Sunday. Mikel Marks is charged with assault with a dangerous weapon, inflicting serious injuries, and possession of a firearm by a felon. Officers found a man with gunshot wounds in the 300 block of Chavis Way. The victim was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. His name has not been released. Officers say this appeared to be an isolated event.
All passengers are safe after a Delta Airlines flight landed at Charlotte Douglas International Airport without its nose gear. It happened shortly before 9 this morning. The pilot told the tower at Charlotte Douglas 104 people were on the plane. The flight circled a couple of times before landing. A passenger on the plane called the landing absolutely perfect. Kudos to the pilot. I'm glad everyone's safe. Starting Saturday, people who live in Raleigh will be required to register dangerous wild animals they owned before September 3rd of 2022. The requirement amended a section of the Raleigh City Code after, who could forget, a venomous zebra cobra was spotted on a North Raleigh porch in June 2021. The ban covers animals such as lions, tigers, wolves, monkeys, hybrids or crossbreeds, and medically significant venomous snakes. Violators will have their animals impounded by police and pay a $500 penalty. They'll also have to reimburse the city for all costs of caring for, housing, and relocating their animals.
Now to the fallout of the newly surfaced audio recording of former President Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner once again defiant on the campaign trail. As NBC's Gabe Gutierrez reports, some GOP members say voters have a clear choice.
This morning, Donald Trump is insisting that newly surfaced audio recording was illegally leaked and amounts to election interference.
Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a badge.
In the recording obtained by NBC News, the former president is heard discussing with aides and writers working on then Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' memoir, what appears to be a classified document from General Mark Milley about plans for an attack on Iran.
They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him.
In the recording from July of 2021, Mr. Trump acknowledges he had not declassified the document.
It is like highly confidential, secret. This is secret information.
Mr. Trump is charged with 37 federal criminal counts related to his handling of classified documents, boxes of them found throughout his Mar-a-Lago estate. He's pleaded not guilty. In a new interview, Mr. Trump saying he had no documents and it was bravado, also telling Fox News Digital he did nothing wrong.
He had a whole desk full of lots of papers and mostly newspaper articles, copies of magazines, copies of different plans, copies of stories.
It comes as Republicans are hoping to shift the spotlight to Hunter Biden, who reached a plea deal resulting in no prison time, as a whistleblower is coming forward with new allegations saying the investigation was hindered.
There are certain investigative steps that we weren't allowed to take that could have led us to President Biden.
IRS supervisory agent Gary Shapley telling CBS News if Hunter Biden were anyone else, things would have been much different.
If this was any other person, they likely would have already served their sentence.
However, some legal experts have said the tax charges Hunter Biden is pleading guilty to are rarely brought against first-time offenders. Meanwhile, former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who lost her seat in Congress to a Trump-backed candidate, telling Lester Holt it's time for her party to move past Trump.
It's very clear for the Republican Party, they have to choose. And the choice is whether or not you support the Constitution or you support Donald Trump.
That was Gabe Gutierrez reporting. Meanwhile, Trump is now suing E. Jean Carroll for defamation after a jury found he sexually abused and defamed her. Trump claims that Carroll defamed him when she appeared on CNN the morning after the jury awarded her $5 million in damages. On the program, she was asked about the verdict, finding that he sexually abused her but did not rape her. She replied, yes, he did.
In a couple of hours, President Biden is expected to highlight his economic vision for the future. The White House has branded the message Bidenomics as the 2024 election cycle ramps up. However, the branding could be risky if the economy worsens. The first stop on his tour, Chicago, where he's expected to tout his Investing in America plan. And happening right now in the WREL Live Center this afternoon, we are getting a first look at the Titan submersible. What is left of that Titan submersible that imploded, killing all five people on board. These huge chunks of metal were unloaded in Canada this morning at the Canadian Coast Guard Pier. You can see pieces of metal there. They were covered by tarps before being lifted by cranes onto trucks that are now taking them away just to be assessed and looked at. Last Thursday was revealed that the sub suffered a catastrophic implosion near the bottom of the Atlantic, killing all five people on board.
Michelle, thanks for that. Some heavy metals in baby food appear to be dropping, but Consumer Reports says more can be done to make baby food safer overall. Random testing of baby food products found levels of some heavy metals like arsenic, cadmium, and lead in baby food have fallen since 2018. Low exposure to heavy metals is not considered harmful, but advocates have pushed for more regulation in baby food. Coming up next at noon, the former Camp Lejeune Marine charged with killing a homeless man on a New York subway pleads not guilty. What people who were there say they saw.
Also, violence in France after a teenage delivery driver was killed by police. What the country's president is saying about the situation.
Plus, the origin of our orange alert at 12:30, what Canadian firefighters are up against in the battle to put the fire out.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
The former Camp Lejeune Marine charged with killing a homeless man on a New York subway pleaded not guilty this morning to second-degree manslaughter. Daniel Penny entered his plea in a New York courtroom. Penny is accused of killing Jordan Neely on May 1st. Witnesses say Neely was acting erratically but had not attacked anyone. The sexual assault trial against Kevin Spacey is now underway in London. The 63-year-old actor is accused of sexually assaulting four men during a 12-year period starting from 2001. Some of the charges date back to a period when the actor was the artistic director at London's Old Vic Theatre. Spacey is facing numerous charges, including sexual assault. He's denied all allegations.
There's a heightened police presence around Paris and other cities after scattered violence erupted over the death of a 17-year-old delivery driver who was shot and killed during a police check. The killing prompted nationwide concern and widespread messages of indignation and condolences. French President Emmanuel Macron called the young man's death inexplicable and inexcusable. The police officer suspected of firing on him was detained and faces potential manslaughter charges. A Russian missile hit a crowded pizza restaurant in Ukraine, killing at least 10 people, including three children. This happened in the frontline city of Kramatorsk, which houses the Ukraine Army's region headquarters. Two of the deceased were 14-year-old twin sisters. The other child that died was a 17-year-old. Rescuers are still searching the rubble for bodies and more survivors. Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities have detained a man they say helped Russia direct that missile strike.
Hundreds of thousands of Muslims brave intense heat at the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. Today's temperatures topped 107 degrees during the symbolic stoning of the devil outside the holy city of Mecca. Saudi authorities deployed tens of thousands of health workers for the pilgrimage, and volunteers were handing out water. According to the health ministry, there were nearly 300 cases of sunstroke and heat exhaustion reported yesterday. We're not that hot, but our temperatures will be climbing up, especially through the weekend. So definitely take it easy out there.
Yeah, certainly getting to some feels like temperatures. Mm-hmm. It could be in the dangerous range right now. Today, we're worried about air quality, though. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with where we are right now.
Yeah, smoke from those wildfires in Canada is moving down into our area on a northerly northwest wind, which is not something we normally see. In the summer, we typically see a southwest wind, which brings in a lot of heat and humidity. And that's what we're going to see mostly for the holiday weekend. But behind the front that brought us those severe storms on Monday night, we're seeing this switch in our wind, and that's what's bringing us the potential anyway for low air quality. Right now, our number is 83, which puts us solidly in yellow. But if it gets up to 100, then it gets into orange, and 110 is our forecast for this afternoon. These forecasts are done by the Department of Air Quality. We don't do these in-house, and we're just going to be watching to see how it all shapes up. You can see the air quality, West Virginia, Kentucky, northward, all around the Great Lakes, a huge chunk of the country looking at terrible air quality right now, code red, code purple. As a matter of fact, we have a picture from Milwaukee right now, which is in the middle, it's sort of on the borderline of code red and purple. And I was going to say you can see, but you can hardly see the buildings there in that live picture of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So they are definitely seeing some very dangerous air quality right now. Of course, we're looking at yellow. We do have a little patch here right around Edgecombe County where it is orange. Like in the forecast from the Department of Air Quality is for code orange for this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon. And so we'll see. We may get there. We definitely have that flow coming out of the northwest where all this poor air quality is. And that's pushing into our area for the rest of the day today. This is Thursday at 9 a.m. So we continue to see some of that around the area. But watch what happens on Friday. This is 7:45 in the morning on Friday. We start to see some of that heavier smoke departing back to the north. Our winds will shift on Friday, and that will start to push that smoke out of here as we get more into a southerly wind. So we're looking at a code yellow for Friday, but our forecast is still for orange today and for orange tomorrow. We'll keep you updated if that happens to change. We take a look at what's happening outside. You can definitely see some haze in the atmosphere, but we tend to see some haze pretty frequently in the summertime. We often see a code yellow around here in the summertime because we have a lot of moisture in the atmosphere, and that can trap pollutants near the surface. 84 is our temperature, but our dew point's down at 61, which feels pretty good. Now, we may hit 91 in Raleigh, 90 in Durham, and 91 in Fayetteville this afternoon. So we're looking at a hot afternoon, but our dew point's going to be right down here at tolerable, almost in the comfy range. And we'll see that today. Thursday turns a little more steamy, and then we're into tropical on Friday and Saturday. So Jeff was talking about that heat index over the weekend. We go to feeling like 103 Saturday, 105 Sunday, 104 Monday, and 102 Tuesday. That 105 would most
most likely put us under a heat advisory for Sunday and looking at really hot conditions again on Monday. It backs off a little bit for us on Tuesday, and that's good news. You know, that's the 4th of July, obviously. Still looking hot with a high of 93. We have a chance for scattered thunderstorms that will begin to pop up starting again on Friday all the way through the weekend. We'll walk through that and show you which day looks the wettest coming up.
Thanks for that, Elizabeth. Bud Light is launching a new promotion to try to win back customers. Coming up, how you could enjoy an adult beverage practically for free.
And Costco is cracking down on membership sharing. Coming up, what you may be required to do the next time you shop there.
Welcome back this noon. Pepsi has something new to put on hot dogs, and Costco is cracking down at self-checkout lanes. Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
Costco is cracking down on membership card sharing. The retailer lately has been asking customers at self-checkout lanes for a photo ID if their membership card doesn't have a picture. Costco says it's noticed an abuse of card sharing since it expanded the self-checkout option. The company says it, quote, doesn't feel right that non-members get the same benefits as members. And Costco gets the bulk of its earnings from its membership fees, allowing it to keep prices low. Pickleball injuries could end up costing Americans as much as $500 million in medical costs this year. That's according to a report from the Wall Street analysts at UBS. They estimate costs will be between $250 million and $500 million, and most of that will be related to wrist and leg sprains and fractures. The report says pickleball is contributing to higher injury rates among seniors, and overall it predicts 67,000 emergency room trips this year tied to the sport. Pickleball has exploded in popularity, with UBS estimating 22 million people will play this year. Move over mustard and ketchup. Pepsi has a new hot dog condiment called Cola Chup. It's a Pepsi-infused ketchup. It's part of Pepsi's 4th of July promotion for hot dogs. The Cola Chup will only be available to sample at four major league ballparks on the 4th. Fans in Phoenix, Minneapolis, Detroit, and at Yankee Stadium will be able to try out the Pepsi ketchup combination. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ MarketSite.
The Wake County Sheriff's Office is now offering sign-on bonuses for 911 operators. The county is offering incentives up to $5,000 for people who take the job. It involves answering emergency and non-emergency calls, as well as dispatching requests for service. The hourly pay ranges from around $19 to $30. You can contact the Sheriff's Office for more information.
Just in time for 4th of July, Bud Light is offering a rebate of up to $15 on purchases of a 15-pack of Budweiser, Bud Light, Budweiser Select, or Budweiser Select 55. Now, in places where a 15-pack sells for less than $15, the beer could practically be free. This rebate applies to purchases made between June 15th and July 8th. The promotion comes as Bud Light battles with a boycott by conservatives and plummeting sales following its partnership with a transgender influencer. Modelo Especial dethroned Bud Light as the best-selling beer in America earlier this month.
We're at Lake Johnson this morning monitoring the air quality here in Raleigh. I'll have more on the efforts to stop the wildfires in Canada and how that smoke is starting to impact our area.
And we have a live look for you over I-85 in Durham. This is from Sky 5 right now. A fire on an 18-wheeler is causing backups in the northbound and southbound lanes. Brian Schrader has a live update in the WRL Traffic Center right after the break.
First, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news. We want to take you back to I-85 South in Durham, where an 18-wheeler caught fire within the hour. Some lanes have reopened since the top of our newscast.
WRL's Brian Schrader is in the WRL Traffic Center right now with brand new update, Brian.
In just the past few minutes, they have opened some lanes out there. Live pictures from Sky 5 over the scene. This is southbound I-85. It was blocked completely, but now we have one lane open. That left lane is open at this point. And on the northbound side, we had a lane that was blocked earlier, but now both lanes are open. But we have some big delays leaving Butner, heading across Falls Lake this afternoon there on 85 southbound. About a 5-mile long backup, according to our photographer in Sky 5. And you can see those big delays there. No report reports of any injuries at this point, but you might consider using an alternate route as you head between Butner and Durham, especially trying to avoid that southbound side of I-85. We'll zoom into that area and show you those big backups, again, in both directions. But the best way to save time is going to be using Cheek Road. If you can use that connecting to Redwood Road, you should be in pretty good shape getting around that earlier crash. Stay with us on WRAL.com and the WRAL News apps. We'll let you know when that scene is completely clear.
Thanks, Brian. Canadian wildfires are causing dangerous air quality conditions once again here in the U.S. That haze has prompted a code orange air quality alert for us today.
WRAL's Kelsey Coffey shares the effort happening in Canada to get those wildfires under control.
We've just seen a light haze throughout the morning and a little bit of the afternoon here at Lake Johnson. You can take a look there. We've seen people walking, running, getting their exercise in while we're still under that code yellow. We've got code orange coming soon later this afternoon. All of this is a result of the massive wildfires in Canada. Check out this video. More than 480 fires are burning in the country right now. Less than 200 of them are under control. That's according to Canada's National Fire Situation Report released this morning. Poor air quality has been a problem for weeks with the smoke from the fires sweeping across the U.S. You'll remember we had a lot of hazy days earlier this month due to the smoke here in North Carolina, and now all of that is back. Over 80 million people from the Midwest to the East Coast are under air quality alerts this morning. That code orange means that our air won't be healthy for at-risk groups like children, the elderly, and people who have conditions that impact their lungs. So it may not be a good day to take the kids out to the pool or to the park. Better to stay inside just to be on the safe side. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
So, yes, our area and parts of the U.S. dealing with smoke from the Canadian wildfires. Would you believe that smoke has now drifted to another continent? It's reached Spain. Unlike the low-lying smoke that triggered hazardous air quality alerts in our country, the smoke that has reached Europe seems to be hanging higher in the air. The smoke aerosols could contribute to vivid sunrises and sunsets. The wildfires burning through eastern and western Canada have released a record 160 million tons of carbon. Along with the air quality alert, the heat is another concern as we see temperatures climb today and tomorrow. So plan your day with the WRAL weather app. It's available for Apple and Android devices.
Our county-by-county coverage takes us to Cumberland and Edgecombe counties. Fayetteville City Council approved an additional $2.5 million for an expansion at a theater in Cumberland County. These are renderings of what the Cape Fear Regional Theater could look like once the renovations are finished. The project already has millions in state funding and private donations. Construction is expected to begin next summer. We now know when Rocky Mount will celebrate the nation's birthday. The annual Independence Day celebration takes place Monday at Rocky Mount Sports Complex from 6 to 9 p.m. This year's lineup includes lots of free, fun, family-friendly activities, music, vendors, and the fireworks will start at 9 p.m.
Summer meal sites are set up in Wake County to serve kids who may need food. And one of those sites is the Alice Acock Post Center for Health Education in Raleigh. Several Wake County commissioners were there today to bring attention to this federally funded program.
We know that across the county, 1 in 10 people are food insecure. In Wake County, more than 30,000 children are food insecure. So just to give you a visual, that's like filling up the whole PNC arena and then filling up the upper level again. Those are children that deserve to have full bellies all year round, regardless of whether school is in session or not.
All meals through this program are free to children who are 18 and younger.
Across the country, more schools are installing weapons detectors, often spending millions to ease concerns and fortify their buildings. Austin Westfall shares the technology Charlotte Mecklenburg schools have been using for over a year now and the results they're seeing.
On the first day of implementation, a firearm was found through the Evolve system on the very first day. It was in a student's backpack.
In 2022, Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, or CMS, started using these cameras and metal detectors to sniff out weapons like guns and knives before they make it on campus. Thanks to new AI-driven technology, students don't have to slow down as they walk through unless a threat is detected. Then that person is pulled aside for a bag search.
We have a large data set, and it's proven to be really effective here in our district.
CMS says the detectors aren't cheap, about $19 million for 4 years of service, but they're likely discouraging students from bringing weapons to school. 31 guns were found on their campuses throughout the 2021-22 school year. Then during this past school year, which was the first full year with metal detectors, that number went down to just 7.
The traditional metal detectors really took a lot of time. Everybody would have to take everything out of their backpacks, and the process for getting people through was quite lengthy.
Jason Russell is the founder of Secure Education Consultants, a company made up of former Secret Service agents who help schools around the country improve safety. He says more schools are using AI-driven detection systems. The latest data from the U.S. Department of Education shows that at least 14% of U.S. high schools, 7% of middle schools, and 3% of elementary schools use metal detectors.
I don't like the way that it is. I don't like that I'm standing here talking to you, talking about guns in schools.
Although CMS and Secure Education Consultants say that weapon detectors are a great tool, they can't be the only tool. Of the 7 guns found on CMS campuses last school year, one was called in by a fellow student.
That had a relationship with a teacher that felt comfortable reporting that to the teacher.
That was Austin Westfall reporting. Last year, nationwide, 850 guns were found in schools. It's 250 more than in 2021.
Think of the men in your life. Are they notorious for not going to the doctors? How medical professionals are using this month to focus on why men need to schedule a checkup.
And you will probably want to throw your pillowcases in the wash after you hear this next story. What new research says about the amount of bacteria on them and how often you should be washing them.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, Simone Biles, she is back. She is returning to competition in August. USA Gymnastics announced today the superstar plans to return to competition at the U.S. Classic outside Chicago in early August. This will be her first competition since 2020 at the Tokyo Olympics. She's taken most of the last 2 years off, really to focus on her mental health. She did hint at the Paris 2024 Olympics, but she said that would only happen if she had a lengthy amount of time off, but she is back in August.
She had that time off. It'll be great to see her back. June is Men's Health Month, and guys, if you haven't had your yearly exam, now's a great time to schedule it. Data reveals men are less likely than women to visit their doctors. Gary Bumgarten shares important guidelines for those screenings.
If you're feeling under the weather, your gender could influence your decision to seek medical help. According to the CDC, men are 33% less likely than women to visit the doctor's office.
Take a couple of big breaths.
But with June being Men's Health Month, medical professionals are encouraging men to take more control over their bodies.
It's important to visit your healthcare provider regularly, even if you're healthy. One is to screen for medical issues, assess your risks for future medical problems.
The CDC says the leading causes of death for men of all races include heart disease and cancer, but doctors say your age plays a huge role in what health issues you should be screened for.
Men between the ages of 18 and 39 should have their blood pressure checked by a healthcare provider every 3 to 5 years. Cholesterol screening should start at the age of 20. Diabetes screenings typically start at the age of 35. Men between the ages of 40 and 64 should really get regular health screenings, such as blood pressure should be done every year. It's really important to start colorectal screenings at the age of 45.
That was Gary Baumgarten reporting. Your pillowcase could contain more bacteria than the average toilet seat. Pillowcases left unwashed for just a week could bring in about 3 million bacteria. That's roughly 17,000 times more bacteria than what's on the average toilet seat. Dead skin cells, sweat, and makeup from the day go all over your sheets and pillowcases, which attract dust mites and help them grow. Dermatologists say your pillowcases should be changed or washed more than once a week. Mine are going in the laundry today. A hail of bullets rang out at a Florida home. Why sheriff's deputies say the gunman will not face charges. Plus, a dangerous heat wave is moving across the South. the steps leaders are taking to protect the public from excessive heat.
You're looking live right now in Roxborough, where it is the coolest temperature you can find in our area. Just 77 degrees right there right now. And you're watching WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. A Florida man who fired at least 30 shots at his pool cleaner will not face charges. The Pinellas County Sheriff says the man thought he was defending himself and his wife from an intruder. Instead, the person entering the property was the man who regularly cleaned the couple's pool. He was there on a different day than usual, though, and had failed to alert the family. The homeowner was covered under the state's castle doctrine, which allows people to prevent burglary or arson. Yoron Vandersloot's trial date is being pushed back to allow his public defender more time to prepare for the trial. The Dutch national is accused of extorting money from Natalie Holloway's mother. The 18-year-old disappeared during a 2005 high school graduation trip to Aruba. The judge granted the extension but placed a deadline of sometime before October 2nd. Authorities say Holloway was last seen with Vandersloot and two others after they left a club. Her remains have never been found and no one has been charged with her death.
The heat wave continues to scorch parts of the South, with temperatures reaching triple digits in some areas. NBC's Sam Brock explains how leaders in New Orleans are preparing for a major festival in the face of severe weather.
The city of New Orleans today is essentially the epicenter of this regional heat wave that continues to crank up, with heat indexes pushing 120 degrees. The expectations from officials here, this could last another 5 or 6 days minimum. So they've activated their emergency operations center to a crisis level. That also means daily unified command calls and surging of resources to certain neighborhoods that are seeing excessive heat to try to help out the most vulnerable populations here. And it comes at a time when the Essence Festival, which is a huge event in New Orleans, is planned for this weekend. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to be in the city and under New Orleans care as this heat just continues to create problems, sweltering conditions here. We also know that there's been a new development this morning where a precautionary boil water advisory was issued for a couple of communities in New Orleans, Gentilly and New Orleans East, after the pressure in a water main dropped, meaning the residents there now have to deal with heat concerns and water concerns on top of that. Moving one state over in Texas, ERCOT yesterday recorded unofficially the largest daily record they have ever seen for the month of June. And again, Texas has been going through a similar heat wave for weeks now. More severe weather as well happened in Oklahoma. A tornado ripped through there overnight with supercells as well. And then, of course, you have this wildfire smoke continuing to come down from the north from those Canadian wildfires and infiltrating cities like Chicago and Detroit and perhaps New York again later today. So a lot going on the weather front with the tip of the spear right here in southeast Louisiana. Sam Brock, NBC News.
Sam mentioned Texas there. We have family in Texas. They are just sweltering right now. I said it's so hot there.
Oh, and I have family in the Great Lakes region, and they're dealing with really bad air quality. Yeah. Some of that is drifting to our area. And we're focusing on the Code Orange weather alert, air quality alert here. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with just how polluted the air is right now.
You know, I've got a little piece of good news. We've been following along with the numbers. We can check the sensor and see what our current numbers are in real time. And we just dropped back to 76. We were in the 80s when we started the newscast. So we're seeing this number dropping at 50. It drops back to green, which is good air quality. So these are forecasts that come from the Department of Air Quality. Their forecast is for us to reach 110 this afternoon, which would put us at code orange. But our numbers are dropping instead of climbing. I would still be cautious this afternoon if you're in one of the sensitive groups, which would be young children, the elderly, or anybody with lung or heart issues. But definitely good news that we're seeing this number dropping toward green and not pushing toward orange. Again, these are forecasts put out by the Department of Air Quality. And so this is not something that I can change. It's not a forecast that comes from the WRL Weather Center. Their forecast for tomorrow is also code orange, but for Friday it's code yellow. So that would be potentially an improvement. But we'll watch and see. Definitely want to tune into our evening newscast. Mike Mays is already here in the building. He'll let you know what the forecast ends up being if they decide to change it. Moderate means that unusually sensitive groups should be careful outside. But we see moderate almost every day in the summertime. So the code orange would mean, some more,
just some regular sensitive groups should take it easy outside. We take a look at Goldsboro, and it definitely looks hazy. But, you know, we see hazy conditions in the summertime fairly regularly. Apex looking partly cloudy, same in Chapel Hill, and, of course, in Durham, a few big puffy cumulus clouds. There is a high-pressure system that's up to our north and west, and it is feeding down air from the north. High-pressure systems rotate clockwise, so we are seeing more of a northerly flow, especially in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. That's likely to change as we get into Thursday and Friday. This high will continue to slide eastward, and that will help to reverse our wind to southerly. Now, that's going to bring in a lot of heat and humidity and bump up our chance for thunderstorms over the weekend, but it'll stop that flow from the north from coming our way, so it will end any smoke that continues to try to move into our direction. So on Friday, we have the potential for some scattered storms, about a 40% chance, 30 Saturday, 40 Sunday, 30 Monday. Really, what you want to take from these numbers is we're moving into a really summer pattern. We talked about the fact that we'll see triple-digit heat indices for most likely Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We'll likely have just scattered afternoon and evening storms that pop up, but their chances of being severe are slim. Fortunately, for 4th of July, that chance drops back to 20%. It'll be a hot day at 93, and then, of course, at fireworks time around 9 o'clock, 80 degrees, but again, a fairly small chance for thunderstorms. We're watching what's happening out here in the tropics. This is the remnants of Cindy that we were watching last week, just a 20% chance that it could develop. Another system here that the Hurricane Center has its eye on. Cindy, if it develops, will just continue to move offshore. Today, we have a moderate risk for rip current danger. With that system sitting offshore, even if it's not very strong, we could still see continued rip current danger over the weekend and early next week. Definitely going to be a very hot weekend for us with temperatures in the mid-90s with the potential for triple-digit heat indices. And it's possible that we would have our own heat advisory posted this weekend into Monday. We'll let you know if that happens. We'll be right back with our top stories.
We wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines we're following for you today. Traffic is starting to move again after a tractor trailer caught on fire. This happened on I-85 near Butner. Fire crews went on top of the vehicle to try to put that fire out. And at one point, as you see on the left side of your screen, that traffic was backed up about 4 miles in the southbound lanes, 3 miles in the northbound.
Right now, North Carolina's new abortion ban law is being challenged in federal court. A judge hearing the case in Greensboro right now is expected to decide whether to suspend the abortion ban that would start after 12 weeks until legal challenges play out. The law is scheduled to take effect Saturday. WRAL's Matt Tallhelm is in court listening to the hearing. Look for live reports on our news starting at 4 p.m.
In Charlotte, everybody's safe after a Delta pilot landed a plane without its nose gear. 96 people were on that flight from Atlanta to Charlotte when the pilot radioed the tower to say the plane had a mechanical issue. The pilot circled in the air until it was safe to land just after 9 this morning. People say that the pilot made a perfect landing. No one was hurt. It wasn't a biblical plague that turned a sea red in Okinawa, Japan, but a leak in a beer factory. The water running through that port and the rivers in Nago City is usually crystal clear, but not today. A local brewery said a food additive that was contained in the water used to cool its facilities was leaking. There are no reports of damage to humans or marine life.
Our pet of the day comes to us from Cat Angels NC. Meet Janie, a sweet and beautiful tabby girl looking for her forever home. She is calm and chill for her young age, and she has the most unique and stunning swirly coat. Plus, she comes with a bonus sister, her Zuzu. These two girls are like peas in a pod, and they'd love to find a home together. So if you'd like to meet them, fill out an application on the Cat Angels website and schedule an appointment. NBC News Daily is next on WRAL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You can get breaking news updates anytime with our WRAL News app. This is a live look in Raleigh right now from Dix Park. Have a great day.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.